Tune in to The Divine Frequency. Chip and Lisa St. Clair help you turn your passion into purpose. This is The Divine Frequency on Empower Radio. Now here are your hosts, Chip and Lisa St. Clair.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Divine Frequency. This is Chip St. Clair, and I'm here, of course, with my wife, my best friend, Lisa.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
So we are your hosts, or I should say tour guides, for the next half an hour. We established on the last episode that hosts are for cocktail parties and that we are embarking on a journey together. We are on a quest for truth and meaning. As you know, this show is about getting past the past and getting out of your own way and getting back on the road to a life of meaning, purpose, and success. Last week, we did a little visualization to get ourselves centered, to elevate our frequency just a bit higher toward the divine. We found ourselves in a misty evergreen forest atop a mountain, sitting next to a smoldering campfire, just chatting. Our producer Dylan was throwing logs on the fire and fending off bears, and we survived that excursion. So today, once again, let's quiet our minds. Let's close our eyes and visualize a place of tranquility, without the drama, a place of complete harmony within. Today, Lisa and I are in a canoe on a placid lake surrounded by all the gorgeous fall colors, leaves of crimson, of burnt orange, majestic yellow, in every direction as far as the eye can see. Can you picture it? Are you out here with us? Waterfowls drifting by, ducks, little family of swans, loons. Once again, our producer Dylan's here, paddling in the back, dipping the oar in the water and sending us along. Some chipmunks chirping around, leaves rustling in the breeze, and the water just lapping against the sides of the canoe. Very tranquil. So the last episode, we talked about the concept behind the divine frequency. We compared it to those old-fashioned radios with the knobs, you know, that you had to turn to be able to tune in to whatever station you wanted, to tune into the right frequency, and tune out the static. Well, we, just like that radio, we're receivers too. We all have to tune out the static that is constantly bombarding us. Emotional pain, fear, illness, depression, dysfunctional relationships, anger, grief, jealousy, you know. So we can start picking up the messages we were meant to hear. That we deserve to be happy. That we deserve to be loved. That each one of us deserves to be fulfilled in our dreams. That is the divine frequency. What does it mean to be tuned into the divine frequency? It means a life without lasting emotional pain, without doubt, without guilt. It means a life of truth, of treasured friendships, of happy marriages, and successful careers, and just contentment. It's our paradise. It's our Eden. It's nirvana on earth. Yet life is a struggle, isn't it, to tune into, let alone to maintain that exact frequency. And this can be especially true around this special time of year, the holiday season. So with Thanksgiving right around the corner, marking the onset of the holidays, many people struggle with anxiety, with emotional baggage, with staying positive.
Well, yeah, for all that the holidays represent, you know, being thankful and sharing and caring and celebrating faiths and friends and families, great spreads of food. We've got all kinds of games and laughter and hope and just a lot of love and yeah.
I mean, that's what it should be about. It's quite a paradox, isn't it? Because for many, the holidays especially, bring about feelings of dread and pain and sadness.
Yeah.
How do I know? Well, I was one of those people for many, many years. Holidays at my house were filled with dread and anxiety. As a child, I remember every day walking on eggshells, not knowing what kind of mood my father was in. But on the holidays, for some reason, it seemed especially anxiety-ridden. I didn't know if he was going to explode at any minute. My mother would be slaving away in the kitchen all day, and he would just be out in the living room, sitting in front of the television, in a foul mood, and he would want Thanksgiving dinner brought out to him in a TV tray, and there he would eat alone.
So sad.
Yeah, it was, it sort of set a precedent for me that holidays were about being afraid, about this time of year that you're supposed to celebrate and feel happy. I knew I should be feeling something, but I couldn't. And I think there was even more pain and bitterness because of that. And so as I grew up, I remember early on in our relationship, Lisa, I remember how I would sort of be in a bad mood as the holidays came on.
Yeah, as they approached, it was there was just this coldness about you, and I didn't know it was you were anxious or dreading what could happen, but I just noticed this tension in you, and it was a constant struggle to try and pull you back and say, what's going on, Chip?
Yeah.
What's wrong? And it took many years to realize every holiday, every birthday, every celebration, everything, coincidentally, would either the night before, the day before, day of, result in some form of argument between you and I, or you'd have a chip on your shoulder.
I would just start to get tense. I couldn't really explain it. It was something buried so deep inside. But I mean, my mother, being an alcoholic, she was so drunk on the holidays that it was hard for her to even function. My father, you never know what was going to set him off. And I remember my friends always looking forward to the holidays, and I didn't know what normal was. I think that's what the problem was. And so every morning when I'd wake up, and it would be Christmas morning or Thanksgiving morning, I just fell into routine of what I was used to.
You were used to, yeah. And for me, I would look forward to it. I remember the night before. Whether it's Thanksgiving, you're looking forward to the turkey and the stuffing and all the sides. And more importantly to me, it was about family. We would go over to my grandma's house on my father's side, and it was just so warm. Maybe a fire would be going, family over, and you could either go in the kitchen with grandma and talk about recipes or old memories when they were younger growing up, and it was just a lot of laughter and a lot of warmth, and I felt safe in it. And so I really wouldn't have even imagined that wasn't what you expected or...
No, it was... I might as well have been on Mars when I'd come over to your family for Thanksgiving. You see, the goal is to constantly make choices that get you closer to resonating with the divine frequency. And at that time, I obviously didn't know anything of another side of life other than what I was so used to. But the closer you get to that divine frequency, the better life can be. I had to literally relearn how to enjoy the holidays. I had to relearn how to embrace them instead of dread them. And more importantly, I had to build new memories, new traditions to replace the old ones. It was kind of a funny story. When we would decorate our Christmas tree, Lisa had brought some ornaments from her childhood, things she had made in school, and, you know, the little snowman that made out of clay that actually doesn't look like a snowman. It looks like a marshmallow that's been half melted. It's, you know,
the eyes are coming off.
Yeah, the eyes are coming off, or maybe there's just the one-eyed snowman or whatever. And hang those on the tree. And you had one that was a picture of you that I think you made with your family, was it?
Yeah. It's a school picture, and it was has the backing of, I believe it's like felt, and just kind of
with a little detail around the fringe, around the side, and it was just a pretty little framed cloth framed picture of Lisa when she was a little girl, hanging on the tree. And I didn't really think much of it, but one Christmas morning I awakened and came out to look at our tree, and there next to it was a little picture of me with the same kind of decorations behind it, me as a little boy, that Lisa had made through the night.
Well, something just didn't feel right about it. I looked at the tree and had all of these little ornaments that either were some that I got from, was passed down from my grandma and grandpa after they passed away, and some from my own childhood from my mom. And just looking at the tree and realizing there's nothing much on there that you could look back to, that you could draw from, that would evoke really warm and fond memories of your childhood. So I wanted you to have the same feelings and the same excitement about the holiday as I did. And so by creating that and showing you kind of through my eyes,
you showed me that I mattered as a child, that I deserved to have that experience of, you know, having myself represented as a child on the tree. And it's become a tradition now that we put them both up when we decorate the tree. And, you know, for others, as I've described, the agony of the holidays continues because of family drama. I mean, do you find yourself dreading that annual gathering of people that you'd rather not see? Is your mood affected both before and after Thanksgiving dinner, and you find yourself just counting the minutes until you can leave? Have you ever asked yourself why? Why do you even go? Why do you deserve to be put in that much agony on such a special occasion? Don't you deserve to enjoy the holidays too? In all of our speaking and all of our travels over the years, Lisa and I are constantly bombarded by people who share with us so many stories about their family, but even sharing stories about their own holiday drama. They've realized that we've made choices in our lives to create a family with our friends. Now let's define some terms here before we continue on. We're not talking about those family members who are just annoying or irritating or uncouth, or, I don't know, maybe that uncle that smells like burnt rubber bands or whatever. These are people we need to tolerate and hopefully to elevate. You know, we're talking about visiting family members who are hurtful and rude and emotionally abusive, family members who are overly critical and judgmental, family members who are always comparing or belittling, and condescending, who disrupt who you are, who disrupt your divine frequency. I mean, who the heck wants to usher in the holidays with those people? Who wants to choke down pumpkin pie under those circumstances?
Yeah, you know, my mom, and I haven't really shared much of this, but my mom was the black sheep of her family. And I mentioned that we would go over to my dad's house, see his side of the family, my grandma and grandpa. But we'd also have to make some time to go over to my mom's house, my mom's parents' house. And that was a much different experience. The mood, my mom, you could tell she was more somber, more anxious. Kind of one of those things where it was deep breath, okay, let's get this over with. One of those kind of things, and I hurt for her. I really did. I knew she'd go in to the holidays in that house where she was criticized for her weight. She was overweight, and so they would pick on her, and it was painful. I remember my mom leaving with tears in her eyes, and I was young. I wanted to help her. I wanted to be there for her. It really wouldn't have mattered to me if she said we'll never go back there again, because I cared so much about mom and how she felt. I know a lot of times we hear from people that, well, you know, for the kids' sake, I want to just go there. And you know, it's one thing if you've got those irritating family members, but it's another if there's emotional abuse, if there's really we talk about a lowering of your frequency.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if unfortunately, sometimes we tolerate things and don't really see what we're going through is a form of abuse or even bullying in our own families. You know, sure. I mean, it's kind of a bold statement to make, but when you have that sister, that brother who's constantly cutting you down or making fun of you, mocking you, or that mom or dad or that uncle or that aunt who just compares you to someone else in the family.
Well, I remember one time my mom's mother, so my grandma, saying to me, actually several times I remember her saying this, you know, chuckling that she really believed that my mom was switched at birth. And
I remember that's so hurtful. I remember I mean, I was fortunate enough to be, to have known your mom and to go with you on those holiday excursions. My family obviously was so limited with my parents being fugitives on the run. It was just its own little isolated bubble of dysfunction. But to see how hurt your mom was both before and after, you know, it gave us a chance to really explore what's the point.
Right.
You know, what is there an alternative to something like that? And I mean, the one holiday season we have each year should not be spent hurting or feeling judged, being compared or shamed or feeling guilty. If you really feel compelled to visit that family member, maybe you could do it on another day. Don't give up your holiday. Take back your holiday and spend it with people who love you, who appreciate you, who accept you, and who elevate you.
Why shouldn't you deserve that? Yeah, why shouldn't we all expect that? This is, we only live once.
That's it.
As far as we know, we only live once.
We need to celebrate, especially around that time of year. And I guarantee you out there, you have people who love you, who would love to spend time with you. Don't give up the one day. Don't give up your divine frequency just for the sake of it being family. we're all receivers and transmitters, all of us. We pick up others' vibes, but we give them off too. Remember, be mindful of the energy you are giving off. Like Lisa said, you may justify visiting those relatives because you're doing it for your kids' sake. You want to make sure that they know who their family is. But believe me, your kids are in tune with how you feel. They want you to be happy. Your husband or wife wants you to be happy. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. The holidays don't have to feel dreadful. You know, we talk on this show about how quantum physicists have declared that we are all beings of energy, all the way down to the subatomic level. And I often quote Nikola Tesla, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, he said, think in terms of energy, in terms of frequency and vibration. Well, if this is true for us at the subatomic level, then why shouldn't it apply to us in our daily lives? Our happiness, our holidays. You know, one of the things that I think in relationships that makes it difficult is saying, okay, we'll go to your family and then we'll come back to our family and then all of those sorts of things. There's another issue that I think people, and I know we only have a half hour show to cram all of this in, but there's got to be some compromise to be able to maintain that frequency. I know friends who have a wife or a husband who says, well, my parents always expect Thanksgiving at their house. So they always give that day. And it hurts the other family member. You know, that's something that we need to think about is how is our anxiety, our demands that we're placing on ourselves, how is that affecting those around us?
How is that going to disrupt those that we've chosen to be in our lives? How's that going to disrupt their frequency?
Yeah, we've asked certain people to be in our lives as friends or as a life partner, as our husband or wife, and we can't expect them to deal with all the emotional baggage. They care about us too. I mean, I could very well, my mother is still living, I could very well say, hey, it's my mom. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, think about the weeks leading up to that, the weeks after that. How is that going to affect the frequency that you've worked so hard to reach?
I guess that's the thing, is I want people to really consider why. Why dread the holidays when you could enjoy them? Don't you deserve to enjoy them? Weren't we put on this earth to make life enjoyable? To be happy, to resonate at a certain frequency and have a purpose. And it seems our past gets in the way. Well, we have to learn to get past the past. We have to learn to tune out the static of even holiday drama. This Thanksgiving, try to tune out the holiday drama. You deserve it. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of The Divine Frequency. On the next episode, we're going to explore the frequency of relationships, of our relationships with our friends and our family, and especially in our marriages.
How maybe some of the little things that we do, it's always the little things that, or that we could do, that could be all the difference between being able to get along and having a productive relationship with one another.
Mm. We're all, as I always say, we're all receivers and transmitters, and we have to make sure that we're not creating our own static.
So we're proud to say that the Divine Frequency is made possible in part by our advocate. Have you or someone you know been injured, such as a car accident or slip and fall? That's when you need legal help. Call 586-997-HELP. These are compassionate and yet smart injury lawyers who think the way you do. They call it injury law healing. That's 586-997-HELP. There's no fee unless you win.
Well, we want to thank Empower Radio and Brent Carey. We have a lot of things to be thankful for, Lisa and I do, this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're so grateful for everyone in our lives. We're grateful for everybody in our foundation. We also like to shout out to our producer, Dylan Lavelle, who has paddled us back to the dock and kept us from tipping over throughout the episode. That's definitely something to be thankful
yeah.
for. And we want to be let everyone know we're thankful to all of you who listen, who support the divine frequency, who are trying to live your lives and resonate at the divine frequency. You can listen to archived episodes of the divine frequency on empowerradio.com. For more information on our work with the St. Clair Butterfly Foundation, you can visit scbf.org. Or to check out what I've been up to, visit chipstclair.com. Take back your life, not as it could be, but as it should be. And keep tuning into the divine frequency.